Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. If you fly, do you hate the middle seat? Usually most people say, I want either the aisle seat or I want a window seat. It's that middle seat that no one wants. And you have to admit, when you're stuck in between two strangers and an airplane where people's nerves aren't normal anyways because they're cramped among strangers, somebody starts coughing, you're in just a little contained space. Flying.
I've said many times, it's like I get sick every time after I fly. It's like a petri dish, flying petri dish. It's like a beaker of just nastiness and germs.
There are lots of reasons why flying stinks, and one of the biggest reasons is if you get the middle seat. Nobody wants the middle seat on an airplane. Nobody wants that. Well, now a company has done something about that, and they're trying to change people's views about the middle seat. They don't want you to be awkwardly sandwiched in between two strangers anymore, fighting for elbow room and all of that kind of stuff. This company has a new design that might actually make people want the middle seat. Or at least it'll make the flying in that seat a less miserable experience. There's a Colorado-based startup company called Mullen Lab Seating. Features these seats now, and the middle seat is going to be slightly behind the aisle and the window seats, and at a slightly lower height to give the person stuck in that god-awful middle seat a little bit more room. Sitting directly adjacent to two people means that passengers only have so much shoulder room,
right,
so much elbow room. You know, you're fighting with the people on the aisle and the people on the window.
Side.
You're fighting for that half of an inch on the armrest so you could get your maybe part of your elbow on there.
Well, so now when service comes and they either the window person or the aisle person spills their drink on you, now you can't get up because you're lower than they are. And let me think this through.
Well, what they're doing, this company, they're moving the middle seat back a few inches. That allows for more space. So the company made the middle seat about 3 to 5 inches wider than the standard 18-inch airline seat.
Okay. I mean, that's one thing that could lead people to request this middle seat. A little more back-end area, shall we say.
And that'll even make the window and the aisle seat more comfortable because it means every single person in the row is spread out just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And on a long flight, that can make a lot of difference. Because of this seat, passengers won't have to fight over elbow space either. The armrests are also built so that they are not a uniform height from front to back.
Right.
They will allow the aisle and window passengers to rest their elbows on the front of the armrest while leaving space at the back of the armrest, which is now lower with this new seat, for the person sitting in the middle seat on the airplane.
So after all these years, why did it take a third party to do this? Why couldn't the airlines themselves come up with this? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe the airlines take bids from contractors and the actual airlines themselves don't. In other words, XYZ airplane service, because I don't want to mention anyone and throw them into the thing because it's not really relevant to. My point is they're not actually making them anyway. It's whoever this seat maker. So my question should be, not the airline, but why hasn't someone come up with this idea before now?
Well, airlines are known to be frugal, Brewster, because if you've, I've read about and I've seen a documentary on the amount of money each airline makes per flight. And everything has to go right. They have to have most of their seats filled.
And they don't.
A flight flying from New York across the country to Los Angeles barely makes a profit if all of that is going on the way they planned it to happen.
Right, because very seldom when Mrs. Brewster and I take our various trips to from here to Chicago or whatnot on Southwest, the planes are never full. They're very rarely ever, if ever, full.
So to answer your question, why haven't airlines come up with this? They're barely making profits on a lot of their flights as it is, I don't know if they...
Well, but again, more comfort means more travelers, doesn't it? So I would think it would have behooved them to foster this sort of an idea earlier. You know, luckily, when we went to London, Mrs. Brewster and I, we were on British Airways, and we paid like a little... It wasn't first class, but it was just two seats together, not three. Normally, I don't have this problem flying on a carrier in business or coach because I'm a big guy and nobody wants, I like to sit on the aisle. Used to like the window, but now I like the aisle. Mrs. Brewster takes the window. I take the aisle. Look, dude, nobody wants to sit next to me because I'm a big guy and they just assume I'm going to be sweaty and stinky. And I use it to my advantage. I don't feel like I am sweaty and stinky, but you know, if it can help not have some person sitting next to me, I say yes.
So you're one of those guys when you're walking down the plane aisle to get in your seat, you can feel people sitting, staring at you, saying, sit next to me.
Well, no, because we normally do the thing, the pre-check-in with Southwest on the app 24 hours before. So we'll get in one of the good boarding groups, like a high A or a high B, but it's the people who don't do all of that who get on the plane late and are fighting for seats. And the attendants may say, point behind me, there's one right here. And the people are like, don't look. You talk about not making eye contact. They don't look my way. It's like, I don't want to sit by the fat guy.
Well, no, I feel like I've seen guys bigger than you, Brewster, walk down the aisle and I've had a seat next to me. And as they're walking, I'm that guy in the seat saying a silent prayer in my head.
Don't sit here. Don't sit
please,
here.
Please, God, keep walking past my aisle. Please.
Right.
Well, quote, no seats are any smaller. One seat ends up being wider, and we've solved the elbow wars, according to this third-party company who thinks they've got the idea now, and they've got the seat that'll make people not be so miserable sitting in that middle seat on an airplane.
Say it with me on three. One, two, three. More everything. Oh, you didn't say it.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. So I worked a lot of years on the radio in Boston, and I still have a bunch of Facebook friends that I talk to and see there. And I saw many of them complaining about how hot it was up there this weekend. And if you watch the news, basically most of the country was sweating their you-know-what's off because it was extremely hot. And they canceled several outdoor events in New York City and in Boston. And they were just complaining how hot it was.
How hot was it?
Well, I shot back at a couple of them. I said, really? I said, shut up. It's the end of July and I live in New Orleans. Have you ever been here? I go, what you're going through right now is what we go through for a few months every year. It's just a toughen up. You can handle it. But they're not used to it up there. But I guess they said two-thirds of the country was really, over the last couple of days, and they're like, roads are buckling. Caligula, Sodom and Gomorrah.
I didn't hear. Where was that?
I was just flipping through different newscasts. Oh. So I just, boy. You know, I guess we're used to that by now living here. I saw a pretty neat story. Keanu Reeves is in town because he's filming the third Bill and Ted movie. And they are filming, I know last week they were, in Slidell, in and around Slidell. Well, a woman, who evidently is a very big Keanu Reeves fan, when she found out about it, she put a sign in her front yard saying that you're breathtaking. Something that you may have seen memes with Keanu Reeves on the internet with his face and a line that he has said, you're breathtaking. And the sign said, thank you, Keanu, and, you know, we love you, Keanu, whatever. And last Wednesday, she was leaving her house, the homeowner, the woman who put the sign in her front yard. Her name is Stacy Hunt. And last Wednesday, with the sign in her yard, she was walking out of her front door because she was going to go down the street to where they were filming in her neighborhood. She didn't even make it out of her yard when a car pulled up in front of her house. Three people got out of it. And they started walking into her yard, and she said, and I'm quoting, oh, my God, that's Keanu Reeves. And then she said, I probably said no way about a dozen times. And it was Keanu Reeves with two guys, and they came over. He thanked her for the sign. He autographed the sign. He's left-handed.
Hmm. Who knew?
And then Stacy Hunt's two sons came running out of the house as well. And they were. And Keanu Reeves, at first, I guess the sun was shining really bright, and he said, go in the shade. So they went into the shade, and then he asked Stacy Hunt and her two sons, if they had ever seen the first Bill and Ted's movie, Excellent Adventure, and the second one that came out a year later. First one came out in 1989, and the first one's good. The second one that came out in 1990, I just think they threw it together because they had a hit with the first one. But the second one, many people say it wasn't nearly as good. And so Keanu asked them if they had seen the movie, and the mother said, I did. Stacy Hunt said, but it was a long time ago. And then Keanu Reeves said, well, you better show these two, pointing to her sons. But that's pretty cool. And we've heard stories about different movie stars when people meet them. Some are nice, some aren't. I don't think anyone's ever heard anything really bad about Keanu Reeves. I think Keanu Reeves has always been in a different place. And over the last few years, it's safe to say that he has become even more popular because of social media. And there's a lot of memes going on around about him. I mean, he's in good movies. He's not a great actor. I mean, he's a movie star. He's not a great actor. There's a big difference between being a great actor and being a movie star.
Would you say he's one of those actors that falls into the category of he's just kind of playing himself?
Absolutely.
I mean, they say that about Nicolas Cage. It's not really a character. He's just doing Nicolas Cage
Jennifer
in a
Aniston
movie. Yeah, there's
the
another
same
one.
Way.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily, I don't think it's a knock.
If the movie's good, it's not a knock. I mean, Keanu Reeves will never get confused with Gary Oldman or Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right. Right.
But he is a movie star. If he's in movies, action movies usually, people will go pay money to see him in an action. I mean, the John Wick series is, and the guy's making just piles of cash. Speed really put him into the movie with Sandra Bullock, that put him into another world as well. But he's one of these actors that you've never really heard anything negative about. I mean, when he first hit it with Bill and Ted, basically, when he first hit it, when he started making money, and for I don't know the exact amount of years, but for the first few years he lived in Los Angeles, he never bought a home. It was pretty known that he would just crash on his other actors or friends' couches, even while he was making money. And they used to ask him why, and he said, "Well, I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't want to waste my money." And I mean, it was, but then every story you kind of heard about him, he was always like a cool dude, a cool guy. And this latest one kind of just reaffirms that. But and then there are pictures of there he is. I'm looking at him right now with the Hunt family of Slidell standing on their front stoop after Stacy Hunt put a sign in her front yard that evidently people who were filming the movie saw and told Keanu Reeves, who was just filming around the corner, and said, "I've got a few minutes," and he was just able to go over there and put his John Hancock on that sign. Pretty cool story. All right, coming up on the show, a police officer on the Gretna Police Force has made national news. He's one of the lead stories on the New York Post website, also Fox News as well. It has something to do with the freshman congresswoman from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the second most talked about politician in the United States of America. A Gretna police officer is in trouble because of her and because of something he said. We'll explain coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So out of all of the Democrats that are going to try to be the one to challenge Donald Trump next year in the 2020 presidential election, there are four of them right now that are pretty much heads and tails above everybody else. You got Joe Biden, the former vice president. You got Bernie Sanders, the crazy socialist senator from Vermont. You've also got Kamala Harris, the senator from California, and you've got Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Those are the four right now.
How is it possible that the cream in that bottle seems to be Kamala Harris? She's risen to the top as the least bizarre choice of those four.
Right now, out of the 26 people who have thrown their hats into the ring to challenge Donald Trump, those are the four right now that are head and shoulders above the rest of them. And when it comes to the Massachusetts Senator, Elizabeth Warren, a toy company has just come out with a brand new Elizabeth Warren action figure. Wigwam is sold separately, but these things are, I guess they're selling off shelves in Massachusetts and other places where people like the senator from.
Yes. Wigwam.
Yeah, from Massachusetts. Yeah. Coming up next. A Gretna police officer is making national news. I'm talking FoxNews.com, the NewYorkPost.com.
Those rags.
It's all because of a Facebook post about another politician, the freshman congresswoman from New York City, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Something's going to happen with this. We'll explain what happened coming up next here on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So is flooding in New Orleans the new normal? It rained hard on Saturday, and the city flooded. It rained hard yesterday, Sunday, around the same time, right about 12 noon, both days, Saturday and Sunday, and some spots flooded as well. Meanwhile, in Jefferson Parish, it didn't flood nearly as much. I think they're protected better. I think the government in Jefferson Parish has done a better job. Not only with protecting the residents of Jefferson Parish, but in my opinion, the biggest problem with the city of New Orleans every time it rains is the old, outdated, broken down, the all of the pipes, the drainage system. It needs to be addressed. That's the problem. I remember last year, or was it 2 years ago? It was the last head, one of our former mayor, Mitch Half Moon Landrieu's guys, Cedric the Entertainer Grant. He was the guy that was...
It's been 2 years ago now.
It's been 2 years. He was the guy that was put in charge of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. And when it flooded after a rainstorm a couple of years ago, he said
this is climate change, folks.
Called the blame climate change, and then he said it's the new normal, and then he
retired.
Well, no, he was fired. But even though he was fired, he was able to leave with making $175,000 a year for the rest of his life.
Yeah, you can call that fired if you want, but that's a nice golden parachute to land on.
The broke parish that is Orleans Parish, always complaining that they don't have any money. They're paying him. They're paying another former head of the Sewerage and Water Board, paying them each $175,000 a year. Obviously, that's taxpayer money for the rest of their lives.
Don't we have the government of the Netherlands on some sort of retainer as well? The entire government.
But could you imagine being that bad at your job, like Cedric the Entertainer Grant was?
Some days I can. Yes.
Being that bad at your job, and still he's getting $175,000 a year for life just because he was the head of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. The guy knew nothing about sewerage. He knew nothing about water. He was an old political friend of Half Moon Landrieu, and Half Moon Landrieu put him in there. All they've been doing is just kicking this problem down the road. That's all they've been doing. And the reason why it floods in... And by the way, I believe the new folks over at the Sewerage and Water Board said this may be the new normal. They better be careful, because the last guy who said that lost his job, albeit at $175,000 a year for life. What a joke.
What do I have to say to leave here and get that kind of pay? I'll say it. I'll say it.
I can write down a couple of things, but we should probably do when the microphones are off.
Yeah, it may take more than just me.
But the reason why New Orleans floods the way it does is it's just old, outdated, now broken, in my opinion, and I'm not the only one. There are a few others that say the same thing. The drainage system is just shot. And when it rains heavy for a little while, parts of this city is going to flood. And this is something fairly new. Well, parts of the city didn't flood like this going back a few years. This has only been happening over the last few years now.
Is it the 1,000 block of St. Charles right here? Or is it, I'm not sure. But they're saying there's an area, a little section of St. Charles that just, I mean, two drops fall and it's just underwater. Where cars are up at least halfway up to the wheel covers.
It'll be a big job to deal with this and fix this issue. Again, in my opinion, and I'm not the only one, I've talked to a few powers that be around here, and they say the reason why now, over the last few years, suddenly when it starts raining heavily in New Orleans, parts of the city flood, it's just because of the old, outdated, broken-down drainage system. You could talk about the catch basins being clogged. You could talk about, well, all the pumps aren't always working. That's a little bit to do with it, but the biggest reason is the old, outdated, broken down drainage system. So
now, can I address something momentarily?
Sure.
Por favor. Can I just report that on Calliope Street, approaching Annunciation? So this is riverbound Calliope, at ground level, approaching Annunciation. That intersection there has been not flashing green, not flashing red. It's been flashing red and green at the same time, something I've only seen twice in my life, for about 6 days.
Well, they're giving drivers a choice, I guess.
When I, you know, they say sometimes you'll hear the traffic reporter, like young Josh, he may say, treat this as a four-way intersection. I go up there and treat that as if my life is flashing before my eyes. It's flashing red and green to the same direction. I don't know what it's flashing if you're headed downtown on Annunciation But if you're headed riverbound on Calliope, I say put your head between your knee between your knees and just gun it.
So if you're sitting there, you mean a red flashing light will flash, and then after that, a green?
No,
right, it goes
no,
back and forth?
No, it's not back and forth. It's red and green at the same time.
Oh, at the same time. Whoa.
Six
wild.
Days. Is this thing on? Can anybody hear me? Why not just turn it off? Because red, I'm not good with mixed messages. You know, I've had enough couples counseling in my life years ago that I'm not good with that.
Red and green at the
same
time.
At the same time. I'm going to go get video. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to go get video. You're good here, right? I'm going to go get video.
Pretty cool flashing display around Christmas time. Nice colors and such, but not when you're sitting at a red light when it's raining. And
I'm afraid I'm going to go through that intersection at the wrong time, and then I'll be seeing birds flashing.
Booster, in the rain when you're driving, do you see many drivers?
No, that's my next thing. I know exactly what you're going to say. And those of you who do that, it's illegal. And we're talking about driving with your hazard lights on.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Because that is because you said, Brewster, when you're driving, do you see? And that is the number one thing I see. And I want to say right now to all of you who turn on your hazard lights when you're driving, when it's raining, go to hell. Go straight to hell.
Well,
don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Just go to hell.
Well, not you just said it. It's against the law. It is illegal to drive with your flashing lights on. Other people call them hazard lights.
Yes.
With your flashing lights on, it is illegal to drive with those suckers on when it's raining. But for some reason, people like to do that. I guess it makes them feel better because. I guess they think that people could see them better if they have flashing lights on their car, but it's not a good thing.
And nothing could be further from the truth, because the intermittentness, I don't know if that's a word, but the intermittent flashing does one of two things. It's distracting so that you're looking at this car. And the whole reason for the hazard lights is to say that I'm a hazard, not that I'm driving in a hazard because it's raining. No. If it's raining, then we're all driving in the hazard. If you blow a tire, then turn on your hazard light, please, to let us know that you are the hazard. The rain is not the hazard for you or for me behind you. It's for everyone. It's dangerous.
Yeah, the reason why it's against the law, it's illegal, is because most people usually use those hazard flashing lights when they're broken down.
Right.
When they're stopped. And so people could think that you're stopped. People might think that you're taking a left or a right when you're really not. I mean, there are reasons why flashing lights while you're driving during a rainstorm is illegal.
Right. You've got a flat tire. You run out of gas. I mean, all of those things are things that could occur while it's raining. But it's unnerving to me. And if you see one person, then you'll see – if you see one person turn theirs on, then the next series of people will say, oh, I'm supposed to do this too. And no, you're not. No,
don't do that. It's against the law. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get pulled over, because how many people ever get pulled over during a rainstorm, a driving rainstorm? Cops don't want to pull people over during rainstorms. That means they got to get out, and they got to walk to your car and then talk to you. And
right. They've got to explain something to you that you should know already just through common sense.
Yeah, during heavy rainstorms is a good time to drive, because you're probably not going to get pulled over, because what cop in their right mind wants to have to deal with that?
Right. This has been What's My Beef with Jay Leno.
Well, no, but remember, I don't know how some people got in the habit of doing that. It is against the law to drive in a rainstorm with your flashing lights, your hazard lights on. Don't do that. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford, here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. So, a Gretna police officer has made national news because of something he put on Facebook. Pretty wild how Gretna has their own police force. I mean, you're driving around Jefferson Parish, and we go to Gretna Fest, and everybody always says, watch out for the Gretna cops. Watch out for the Gretna cops. Usually when you're over there, it's the Jefferson Parish sheriff's officers driving around. But when you get into that municipality, it's the Gretna cops. One of the Gretna, Louisiana police officers is making national news this morning because he put up something on a Facebook page. Now, it was his own Facebook page, but his Facebook page that was only seen by his friends, by his Facebook friends. Most people have Facebook pages that are seen by the general public. From everything I read about this story, Brewster, it said his Facebook page was set to where only his Facebook friends could see his posts.
Let me think that through. That's tough.
And he put up a post.
You could have a group that way. You could be a member of a secret group. But to have your page set that only your friends could see it.
Yeah.
You can set individual posts. Yeah. So that
maybe
only,
that's what
yeah,
this
yeah,
was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because when you're about to post something, it'll pop up saying everybody can see this, or just your specific.
You know that I have a list of people who to them I'm dead. I'm dead to some people. Separate issue. Go ahead.
So he posted a story from a website I never heard of. It turns out the story wasn't true. It was fake news. And, of course, it was about the second most talked about politician in the United States of America, New York City Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And
we're screwed.
The story, there's her big face. And then underneath the picture of her face, it says Ocasio-Cortez on the budget, : we pay soldiers too much, unquote. Now, it came from a website. See, this is your first problem. This is the cop's first problem. The website is Taters. GONNATATE.
John.
Yeah.
Taters gonna tate.
TatersGonnaTate.com.
Yes.
That's the website. Have you ever heard of that website?
Not till now.
Neither have I. And so he posted that. But here's why he got in trouble. Here's why he may lose his job.
Here's another headline from that site, TatersGonnaTate.com. AOC will donate her brain to science. I think we have the gist of...
This sounds like an Onion type of website.
Yeah,
this
sure.
sounds like a satirical. But the Gretna police officer named Charlie Rispoli, he posted that, and then on top of it, he wrote, "This vile idiot needs a round. And I don't mean the kind she used to serve."
Yeah, that's...
Because of what he wrote right there is why that story is a top story on FoxNews.com this morning.
Right.
It's a top story on the NewYorkPost.com this morning. And I know the police chief in Gretna, Louisiana, Arthur Lawson, he's not happy about it. And by the way, this cop, Charlie Rispoli, has been on the Gretna police force since 2005. So he's been there for 14 years. Chief Lawson of the Gretna police force said, quote, "I will tell you this, this will not go unchecked. I'm not going to take this lightly, and this will be dealt with on our end."
Now, who's speaking there?
This is the chief of the Gretna Police Department, Arthur Lawson.
Okay.
He said, "It's not something we want, someone that's affiliated with our department to make these types of statements. That's not going to happen." You know, and we've talked about it before on this show, how many people have lost their jobs because of Facebook posts, social media posts? How many people have lost their relationships with their spouses, with their significant others because of social media posts, Facebook posts? And I don't see how you could... how you could look at this any other way.
But see, I think the officer went, I think he took the bait. I mean, it's okay. I understand it's very polarizing, that comment. It's this site is obviously a parody site. But that's, when you talk about any inference towards physical violence, that's where you fell for the trap. You can't be doing that. You can't insinuate violence like that.
While posting something from a website called Taters Gonna Tate.
Right.
TheWeekendReport.com, which is obviously a satirical website. Coming up next, we will look at today in history. On this show, we call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck, and we hope you'll stay tuned for that report. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. It's time for us to look at today in history. And on our radio show, we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
July 22nd. It was today in 2003.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Remember this? Jessica Lynch gets a hero's welcome back into the United States. Today in 2003, United States Army Private Jessica Lynch, a prisoner of war who was rescued from an Iraqi hospital, receives a hero's welcome when she returns to her hometown of Palestine, West Virginia.
I wasn't even close. I thought it was baby Jessica who fell down the well, but that would have been a good 10, 12 years prior.
No, this is the story of the 19-year-old supply clerk who was captured by Iraqi forces in March of 2003. So she had been March, April, May, June, July. So it was a few months she was a prisoner of war. And her dramatic capture and rescue was something else. But then it came out, it may have been a bit exaggerated. We don't know fully, but I think we were all happy when this young woman who was serving her country returned home safe. July 22nd. It was today in 2003.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Speaking of Iraq, today's the day that Saddam Hussein's sons were killed. Qusay and Uday Hussein were killed. They were the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's sons. They were killed after a three-hour firefight with United States forces in the northern Iraq city of Mosul.
Do you think anybody misses them? I mean, every human being has, they have a mother and a father, and they grow up, they're little babies, and I'm sure they're the joy of their families for a time. But then should we think that anyone really misses those two?
I don't think so, because according to many, these two were even more cruel and ruthless than their father.
Right.
Can you imagine that? Seeing someone and saying, this guy and this guy over here, these two guys, they're more ruthless and they're more cruel than Saddam Hussein.
Right.
And they happen to be his sons.
Would that be qualified? Would that qualify as daddy issues? I think they had daddy issues. Mm-hmm. You know, when your father is Saddam Hussein and you go that extra mile to try to impress him, it's not good for the rest of the country.
July 22nd. It was today in 1934.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
John Dillinger was gunned down outside of a movie theater in Chicago. One of America's most notorious criminals, John Dillinger, at the time, he was public enemy number one. He was killed in a hail of bullets. They were tipped off that he was in that movie theater, and when he came out in Chicago, they got him. And back then, in 1934, again, before people had television, and this was newspapers, John Dillinger was as famous as it got in this country. Famous for the wrong reasons.
Right.
But infamous, and it was a big deal when he got taken down.
And I believe he's buried in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Crown Hill Cemetery with some other notables. I think that who's the author from? It's escaping me. It'll come back to me.
I don't think, even though he was a bad guy, John Dillinger, I don't think he was bad as bad as Saddam Hussein's sons. I don't.
Thank you. It was on this day, July 22nd, 1979.
Why today doesn't suck.
Little Richard, now known or known then and known now as the Reverend Richard Penniman, told a congregation in California, quote, "If God can save an old homosexual like me, he can save anybody," end of quote. We have a mutual friend who said that on the air, didn't he?
Huh.
Something like that. It was on this day.
Was he converted?
Little Richard became a reverend. It became Reverend Richard Penniman.
Oh.
I mean, we're talking 40 years ago, so I don't know.
And a guy who was at the forefront of rock and roll, one of the founders.
Yes. It was on this date, July 22nd, 1972.
Why today doesn't suck.
Although for a time, this could have been any day, any year. Paul and Linda McCartney arrested in Sweden on charges of drug possession. It's no big secret that Paul likes to smoke a little bit. I don't know if you knew that.
I've heard rumors.
It was on this date, July 22nd, 1965.
Why today doesn't suck.
You kids, don't take a lesson from this. Don't do this. Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, and Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones fined £5 each for urinating on the wall of a gas station in East Ham in England in the UK. Can't be doing that.
Funny, and after they did that, they felt £5 less.
Yes. Your celebrity birthdays today include Don Henley, born on this date in 1947.
Why today doesn't suck?
And we'll hear more from with Ginty in Music Notes at Noon, featuring some Don Henley trivia and a couple of extra tunes. Also born on this date, one of your favorites, one of my favorites, and a guy that we think is doing pretty well despite his rather gloomy prognosis several months ago, and that's Alex Trebek, host of Jeopardy. Has a birthday today, as does David Spade. Are you a David Spade fan?
He's all right.
I can take David Spade more in. I really enjoy David Spade interviews talking about the days with Chris Farley and his stories of SNL.
You know,
David Spade movies, it's a big commitment for an hour and 45 minutes.
Tommy Boy is my favorite, but you could call that a Chris Farley movie, and David Spade played the abbot to Chris Farley's Costello.
Right.
Brewster, you hear things. Earlier we talked about actor Keanu Reeves,
yes.
How he showed up at a fan in Slidell's at her house. She put a sign out in the front of her house because they're filming
here.
They're filming here, Bill and Ted, the third one. I've never heard anything bad about Keanu Reeves. Everybody, you hear things about famous people.
Right.
Now, David Spade, on the other hand, I have heard that he's not the nicest guy.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's just things you hear, that have been around for a while.
Now, are you taking that more of things you've actually heard or just extrapolating upon his kind of snarky persona? Hey, it's Spade. Is it more his persona that is feeding into that, or you've heard actual stories about
how
he's not a good guy?
No, I've heard stories how he's not, like, if you meet him, he's not the nicest guy. That's just what I've heard.
Let me just tell you this. You live here in Pittsburgh? Bye-bye. Also, with a birthday today, a really good actor. Strange-looking guy, though, I always found, who actually played Jesus Christ in 1988 in The Last Temptation of Christ. That's Willem Dafoe. With a birthday today. Also, great actor John Leguizamo, wrestler Shawn Michaels, Bob Dole. Is Bob Dole still with us? I think he is. Bob Dole still? I think he's still with us, isn't he?
Barely, if he is.
On this, well, yes or no would have been fine. And a guy who I just, not to be negative, but you got two guys, and they are brothers, and they are both comics. And one is no longer with us, and I love that guy. I love almost everything he's done. And his brother, whose birthday it is today, I just never got. Never got his movies. He used to direct shorts for Saturday Night Live. It would appear on Saturday Night Live, and I just never got him. Happy birthday today to Albert Brooks, who I just don't get. But his brother, Bob Einstein, also known as Officer Judy on the Smothers Brothers, also known as Super Dave Osborne. I just love that guy. And he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But Albert Brooks.
I like Albert Brooks.
I just never got him. And that's just me. But his name, believe it or not, is Albert Einstein. Albert Brooks Einstein. How would you like to be given that name?
Parents got a good sense of humor.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Maybe that's why those kids turned out funny.
That's a lot to live up to.
You know, when you said two brothers who were comedians, do you know?
Well, not comedians, but comics.
Comics. The first thing I thought of.
Marx Brothers.
Nope.
Smothers Brothers.
Gallagher. The guy who smashes the watermelons.
Is that true that he has a twin brother?
Not only does he have a brother that looks exactly like him, but Gallagher has had to sue him in the past because he takes the one thing that he does, smashing watermelons,
right,
and he goes on tour and does that. He looks just like Gallagher. He's got the same name. And you see Gallagher, and there's a guy with a mustache, and everybody must say, oh, hey, that's the guy. What is his brother? Can you imagine he had to be that's one thing that he does, and his brother stole it and would take that smashing watermelons gig,
right,
and take it all over the country. I don't know what those legal issues are now, but that happened in the past.
Reach for comment. Gallagher said, hey, thanks a lot, Einstein.
Yeah. Huh? How sad and pathetic is that? Really, you're taking my one bit. You're taking the hammer. You're taking the big mallet, and you're taking the watermelons too? July 22nd. Hey, the city of Cleveland was founded today in 1796.
Why today doesn't suck?
The mistake on the lake.
Well, and now 223 years later, nobody's really sure why Cleveland was founded. But happy birthday to Cleveland.
It's there. We kind of have to deal with it.
And finally, July 22nd. It was today all the way back in 1862.
Why today doesn't suck?
Abraham Lincoln tells his cabinet about Emancipation Proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
Today was a day that he informs his chief advisors and the cabinet, his cabinet, that he will issue a proclamation to free slaves. A big day in American history, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And that's a segment that we call...
Why today doesn't suck?
All right, coming up on the show, should that Gretna police officer lose his job? We talked about him earlier in the show, and if you want to text us, you can text us at 504-260-9595.
Standard data and message rates apply, and we'll refresh that story in just a bit as well if you're just tuning in.
He's making national news this morning.
Yep.
Stay tuned for that coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou... 95.7, nah, Metallica. So last week on the show, we talked about the heiress to Disney World and Disneyland and Disney, period. She's the great niece of Walt Disney. She's Walt Disney's brother, Roy Disney's granddaughter, Abigail Disney. She was reading some social media stuff about how a lot of the employees at the Disneyland in Anaheim, California, were unhappy. So she went and she went undercover. We talked about it. And I mean, she's a rich girl. She never, rich woman now. She's older. But she never had to work a day in her life. And she was furious when she came out of Disney after talking to some employees. I mean, she had said things like, some of the employees, they leave here from work and they have to go and look through garbage cans to feed their family. Now, I don't know if she was exaggerating. You would think she was. She actually also interviewed the seven dwarfs and found that only one out of the seven of them were happy. That was kind of crazy. And then she also said that she...
No, there's more?
She also said, well, I mentioned this last week, she thought the whole thing was a Mickey Mouse operation, but... I don't know what's going to change there. Maybe they should give some of their workers raises, but it's wild when the silver spoon person goes undercover at her great uncle's theme park and comes out all depressed like that. All right, coming up next, should this Gretna cop lose his job? We'll explain. He's making national news this morning here on Bayou 95.7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock Led Zeppelin. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamar Ford. If you're just joining us, I want to ask you a question. Should the Gretna police officer, who is making national news this morning for a Facebook post, should he be fired? Last week, he posted a story from a satirical website, and he put it on his personal Facebook page, and it was of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman congresswoman, the second most talked about politician in the United States of America from New York City. And the story said, Ocasio-Cortez on the budget, colon, we pay soldiers too much, unquote. And now, sure, if she really did say that, you would get upset. I'd get upset. But the problem is it came from a website called TatersGonnaTate.com, and it's a satirical website. It's kind of like The Onion. But the problem for the Gretna police officer, and his name is Charlie Rispoli. He's been on the force there since, he's been on the force now for 14 years there, Gretna. He wrote, when he posted this story, quote, this vile idiot needs a round. And I don't mean the kind she used to serve, because she used to be a bartender.
Right.
And now that is making national news because that is being perceived as a death threat. That is being perceived as someone saying that this politician needs to be shot. And look, I'm no fan of this woman. She's attractive. But I mean, the core of her foundation, I fundamentally disagree with. I mean, she's a socialist. She doesn't believe in capitalism, one of our foundations here in this country. And I don't think she really likes this country, to be honest with you, even though, you know, she's from New York City.
Well, and in keeping with that mix of things where you will see actual quotes of hers that are real, and then you will see memes of purported quotes of her that you have to go to. Well, some are so outrageous that you know they're not true, but then some cause people to have to go to Snopes.com and see, did AOC really say XYZ?
Like this one. Like this one that the Gretna police officer put up. She never said what they're... Again, it's a satirical website.
Well, but it also has a mixture of things that actually are real. So it's satirical on sort of two-thirds of the page, and it looks like I see some real actual headlines mixed in there as well. I don't know if that's from an automatic RSS feed or what. About us under TatersGonnaTate.com. It's a subsidiary of the, quote, America's Last Line of Defense network of parody, satire, and tomfoolery, or as Snopes calls it, junk news, because they're too ignorant to understand what satire means.
Well, this story is one of the lead stories nationally this morning.
Right.
FoxNews.com, I know the New York Post has it, and it just says Louisiana cop threatened Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I mean, if you take what he said, it is clever because he's using a juxtaposition of the word round, and then he explains it. But in this day and age, I don't know how I feel about this one way or another. But what he did was to sort of fall for, he fell into that trap of using imagery, word imagery, that you, in 2019, it's just that's not good. I mean,
so text us right now if you're listening. I mean, is this a fireable offense? I mean, I look at this, there's no question about what he meant when he said this vile idiot needs a round, and I don't mean the kind she used to serve.
Right, but don't you agree that in 2019 that is don't judge it by 2015 or 2011 or other years. You have to judge it by now. And we have mentioned on this show often that there are certain professions that you just can't play in that social media sandbox. 260-9595, if you want to text your thoughts. Try to give us a little something more than just yes or no. We can understand that. Standard data and message rates apply. Text says keep his job. Should he be fired? The answer by text is no. If so, then there are a lot of people who should lose their jobs. And those are continuing to come in.
Remember, we can disagree with politicians all day long, and that's fine. And but we can never ever threaten to kill them
or use imagery that insinuates such. That is the dichotomy of this. And how things have changed over the years, because you notice that I said, I don't feel he threatened her, but he used wording that insinuates a threat. Do I think he threatened her life? No.
And again, this,
will others? Yes.
This woman is very scary if you love the United States of America. Besides the fact that she's 29 years old, she was a bartender, and now she's a congresswoman. She is a socialist. She believes in socialism. She doesn't think this country is fair. And again, here's a woman. She's never owned property. She's never been married or had kids. There's so many things she has never done, yet she's an expert suddenly on a bunch of these things. And I can understand not liking her. But when the Gretna police officer puts up a story about her on his Facebook page, that's not even a true story, and he says this vile idiot needs a round, and I don't need the kind she used to serve. Boy, what do you think? Text us. I don't see any other way how you could read that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Friday night in New Orleans East, a carjacker received instant karma. A carjacker reaches into the driver's seat to try to carjack the driver, and then the driver reached for his own gun, fired, put two rounds into the attempted carjacker, bleeding. The unknown carjacking suspect runs off into the night. This happened about 9:15 on Friday night in New Orleans East, Forum Boulevard, right near Paris Road. That's instant karma. When a carjacker gets two bullets put in him. Finally, one for the good guys, right? All right, coming up next, we'll get your texts. Whether the Gretna cop, was it a joke? Or should he lose his job?
Was it a threat? Is what he said constitute a threat?
When it comes to AOC, the congresswoman from New York City, that's next. That story's making national news this morning on Bayou 95.7.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, Ann Lamarck Ford. We were talking about a story that has gone national. A Gretna police officer put up something on his Facebook page. It was a story about something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said. She's the congresswoman, the 29-year-old former bartender, the Democratic socialist from New York City. She makes tons of news all the time. The Gretna police officer put up a story from a satirical website called TatersGonnaTate.com, and it said that she said, "We pay soldiers too much." She was talking about the budget. And evidently, she did not say that.
And right above that story, or near that story, is another... I can't even read the bogus name of the byline, the person who wrote this, because it's a double entendre that will probably get me in trouble, and I don't need to go to any more meetings here after the show. But right near that is a story that says AOC will donate her brain to science. So if you read the two together, you can pretty much after that figure out. But you know, here's I hate to get into the minutiae of this, but you say that the officer posted this. The officer may never have gone to this site. He may have just shared a link as he saw it and didn't look to see. You know, just to be devil's advocate here, we don't know that he went to this site, ever bookmarked this site, ever looked at this site. He just saw this. Oh, man, I can't believe she said this. Shared it with his comment, and it's the comment that has got people's dander up.
The reason why it's on national websites like Fox News and New York Post all over the country is because what he said when he posted it. And the Gretna police officer is Charlie Rispoli, and he wrote, "This vile idiot needs a round, and I don't mean the kind she used to serve." And we asked, A, is that a joke? B, is that a fireable offense?
Well, and does saying that constitute, to use round in that context, does that constitute a threat? 260-9595, standard data and message rates apply. We've got a variety of responses here. One says, how many Democrats have lost their jobs for threatening violence, so why should he? Another says he needs to be fired, never given another job again, and put on the public welfare paid for by the New York City taxpayers. I think that might be tongue-in-cheek. Mm. Another says, unfortunately, in 2019, you can't say things like that, but fired, no. Another says, no, he should not be fired. He did not threaten her. He just used his freedom of speech right to voice an opinion. I'll bet if he said she needs $1 million, they wouldn't say he's going to give her $1 million. And then a couple to the point specifically of the word round in that context. Where I come from, catching a round means catching a round of these hands outside, meaning fists. What if he meant a round of golf or a boxing round? Of course, we all know that that is very unlikely that that's what he meant. And another text says, I mean, let's face it, how many people would be in jail for threatening someone's life for saying they need to be shot? Like, for instance, a child molester, someone sees it on the news and their comment is they should be taken out and shot. Freedom to speak, not act.
Well, the police chief of the Gretna Police Department, Arthur Lawson, not too happy about this. He says, quote, I will tell you this, this will not go unchecked. I'm not going to take this lightly, and this will be dealt with on our end. It's not something we want someone that's affiliated with our department to make these types of statements. That's not going to happen. Lawson also said he didn't think the comment constitutes as an actual threat. See, I'm not sure. I don't know about that or not. Like you just mentioned what some of the texters said, Brewster, it could have meant other things.
Well,
it could have been just a bad attempt at a pun, at a bad attempt at humor. And again, is that what it is? And should it cost this guy his job? He's been on the force for 14 years there.
Well, in America in 2019, I'm afraid that the litmus test is rapidly becoming, if it's not already, if one person views it as a threat, then it's a threat. I'm not agreeing with that, but I'm just looking at the world in which I live. Isn't that the case? If one person gets their nose out of joint?
And you could blame that, a lot of that, on
social media. The sewer that is Facebook, sure.
What if the chief of police in Gretna, Arthur Lawson, goes to work this morning, and all of a sudden he sees there's 10,000 people that are part of a group saying, you got to get rid of this cop because he can't be even joking like that,
right,
about shooting elected officials.
And again, that goes back to what we've talked about on the for 10 years on this show, almost 10 years now in the burgeoning world of the sewer that is social media. We've had story after story after story, whether it be education or sometimes medicine, certainly law enforcement. There are fields that you choose to occupy your time and make a living in that, I'm sorry, you just don't get to fully play in the social media sandbox to the degree that somebody others might.
Because he's a cop and he's on a police force, and you know,
well,
it's like you or I, Brewster, if we went out and put something on social media that offended a lot of people, you know, we're representing this radio station and the company that owns this radio station, and he's representing, even though it was his personal Facebook page, he's kind of representing the Gretna Police Department.
Right. There may be nothing in his employment handbook. I'm assuming that there's something like that for civil work. I mean, we certainly have signed documents similar to that when we are, if we go somewhere and are wearing some clothing that identifies us as being with the station, just in common sense, there's an onus upon us to act right, and not do certain things that would possibly be construed as being shining the company and the station in a bad light.
Well, the Gretna Police Department does.
But fired? I don't know.
They do have a social media policy. All Gretna police officers have read it and signed it. You would think, as we sit here in the year 2019, every company has social media standards.
Right.
And people that work there, they have to abide by those standards. That's changed so much. I remember it was about 10 years ago when so many people got on Facebook, right around there, give or take a year. And it seemed like a lot more free society back then. I remember just things on Facebook. You wouldn't even think twice about putting them on. Now, it's not
America
worth it.
America in 2019.
It's not worth it because you know, you get one or two people get offended. They start sharing it with their friend. They all start clicking something. They start a page. The next thing you know, the page has thousands of people. And that's why people lose their jobs. And we've said this before on the show. A lot of people have lost their jobs because of what they've said on social media, on Facebook. People have lost their relationships. People have lost their spouses and their significant others because of social media. Something that seemed kind of harmless and ridiculous when we all started doing it. Now, it's not only extremely serious, but it's the reason why a lot of people lose things.
A text from the 504 says, as a professional, he should know better. I'm sure the police department has policies reflecting the same. If they don't, they need them. And we understand from what you said a moment ago that the Gretna Police Force does have social media directives or rules, or however you want to characterize that. From the 985, if his account is private, one of his friends leaked it to some news outlet?
This was only, from what I read, this was only supposed to be seen by his friends. And I guess when you make a post on Facebook, it either goes to everybody that can see your Facebook page or certain friends that can see your Facebook. Somebody saw it, they took a screen grab of it, and now it's on, you know, it's on national news websites.
Right. You have to be, I can tell you that if there is a way to set all your posts with a target audience, that our audience can be anyone, anyone on Facebook. Anyone on Facebook can see them. Then you could say your friends only, okay? Then I think it used to be friends of friends, but I think it's then friends only. And then you can select certain people. Let's say there were four people that I didn't want to read my Facebook posts for a variety of reasons.
You could.
Then they don't see anything that I post ostensibly.
You just got to click.
Now,
yeah.
To check on that, there is a way to sort of back out of yourself temporarily on, it's like a mirror thing, to back out of Facebook and then view as anyone else would see it. All right. So in that case, if I were one of those four friends, then I wouldn't see anything. But it gets very complicated. And like you said, all it takes is that being passed to one other person, or maybe he doesn't have his settings exactly as he thought, or text from the 985. Maybe he was drunk posting. I learned many, many years ago not to post anything on the internet forums or your Facebook page while you're drinking.
Very
nothing.
True.
And, of course, we are not here to say that alcohol played any part in this. We have no idea, so we will we'll back away from saying that. That just comes via text.
And, look, it's great disagreeing with politicians. That's why we're the United States of America. I mean, if you love this country, this woman, AOC from New York City, I mean, she's an admitted socialist. She doesn't believe in capitalism. I mean, she's very scary. If you love this country, she's a scary human being right now, a 29-year-old who's in Congress. But you can never, ever, ever threaten to hurt someone, obviously kill someone, shoot someone, and that's what people are perceiving here. We'll see what happens with this.
One final text. More important than whether it's a threat or not, did it hurt someone's feelings? Kathy Griffin, Madonna, had no consequences. I don't think it would be fair for him to lose his job, but he made a stupid decision and shouldn't be surprised if that is the outcome. He should be put on leave immediately until this blows over, which will probably be a week because there's always something new to be offended about. Thank you for your texts. And when you do text us, don't ever text and drive. That's a no-no.
In the year 2019, it's almost impossible not to offend someone. Try doing a radio show.
Right.
This job used to be a hell of a lot easier.
The texts you have heard written are not necessarily the views of this show or anyone other than the texter.
Coming up, we got to tell you about this lamb who won awards, but then they drug tested the lamb. Oh, no, say it ain't so. He was like a baseball player. We're going to explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. I can't believe this story. Award-winning lamb under investigation for performance-enhancing drugs. This lamb won an award at a county fair in Ohio, and now it's under scrutiny after veterinarians discovered illicit drugs in its system.
Was it the cream or the clear?
The grand champion market lamb at the 4-H contest earlier this month in Logan County, Ohio, tested positive for diuretics. Is that cream or is that clear?
Diuretic is a water pill. It's to make you pee.
Huh.
That's a diuretic.
That's the first half of the story that has me scratching my head.
Here's
the second part of the story that really has me scratching my head. After it tested positive, it was then sent to slaughter. The state of Ohio requires every market grand champion to be drug tested before they're sent to slaughter. So they have this competition. This lamb is beautiful, cute too, and it wins this great competition. So it wins only to go to slaughter? That doesn't sound like the winner's circle to me.
What do you want, kids to ride it? What outcome do you want? Have you ever had lamb chops?
When this news broke, a child who entered the competition, a child said, quote, "You don't want an animal with a ton of drugs in it because it might not be safe to eat and everything," unquote.
I would agree with that.
Well, not only will, if you put steroids into a lamb, it's going to help you win the best lamb at the county fair, But then after it does go to slaughter, if you're eating that lamb meat, if it was tainted with steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, it might not taste as delicious.
Hmm.
I learn something new every day on the show, Brewster. I just learned, boy, if you want to put a lamb in a county fair, even if it wins, it's going to slaughter. You know, drug tested first, but it's going to slaughter no matter what. Here on Bayou 95.7.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. A swimming world record was just broken within the last 24 hours. I never knew this, but the 100-meter breaststroke, the men's 100-meter breaststroke, no one had ever finished that race under 57 seconds, and that just happened yesterday. A guy from England, Englishman Adam Peaty, beat his own record time for the men's 100-meter breaststroke yesterday, and he's the first person in history. I guess for breaststrokers, this is like when Roger Bannister was the first person in history to run a mile in under 4 minutes.
Right.
This guy, he's a 24-year-old guy from England. He's the first human being in history to swim the 100-meter breaststroke in under 57 seconds. It was 56.88 seconds. I don't think the breaststroke, even though it sounds sexy, I don't think it's the sexiest stroke of all. Because did you ever hear about this before? I didn't know that no human being had ever did a 100-meter breaststroke in under 57 seconds before yesterday. I never heard that before.
You know we're on the air, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, when there's a world record, Brewster, I got to bring it to you. And I
thanks, question mark.
And I wanted to bring this up as well because we talked last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago on the show, how Taylor Swift is having a very public argument with the guy who just sold her record company. And she, remember we talked about it, and she wasn't happy with who now is in charge of her old master recordings. And it's a very public, and they're airing their dirty laundry publicly. And the way I looked at it, I said, hey, Taylor, pretty much every musical artist, I know every rock band, whoever signed their first record contract got ripped off. They got ripped off. That's a fact. And the fact of the matter is she wanted to buy back her old recordings from the guy who sold her record company to a guy that she doesn't like. And the guy who now owns all of her old stuff is a guy named Scooter Braun. That's why I'm bringing this up again, because he was in the news over the weekend. Scooter Braun, who's a music manager, and he manages a lot of huge names, besides now owning Taylor Swift's early recordings. And by the way, last week, a few people came out publicly and said, hey, Taylor Swift, you don't want him to own your old recordings? Why don't you go re-record them on your new record label? Just re-record all of your own songs. And that's what you promote. I mean, but anyways, the reason why Scooter Braun is in the news is because he had a big fundraiser at his mansion in California over the weekend for Kamala Harris, one of the Democrats who's running for president. She's a senator from California. And she's one of, right now there's four Democrats who are head and shoulders above all of the other 20, however many there are. And she's one of them. Her and Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Those are the four right now that are ahead of everybody else when it comes to the Democrats who want to beat Donald Trump next year. But anyways, Taylor Swift's fans were not happy when they saw pictures going around social media over the weekend of Scooter Braun with Kamala Harris, and then Kamala Harris with other friends of Scooter Braun. Pop-Tarts like Katy Perry and Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande. And I guess Taylor Swift fans, who, by the way, call themselves Swifties, were not happy, and they said, "Hell hath no fury like a Swiftie scorn," and they were giving it to a bunch of the people that were posing in pictures, including the woman who wants to be president, Kamala Harris, posing in pictures with Scooter Braun, who Taylor Swift is publicly feuding with. One Taylor Swift fan, one Swiftie, wrote, quote, "I was so excited for you as a Democratic candidate, but if you so choose to go to an event held by Scooter Braun, a man whose arrogance mirrors our president's, I can no longer hold on to my excitement and faith for you as a presidential candidate. Hashtag disappointed." And Kamala Harris got a ton of tweets like that. How dare she go to a party hosted by a multimillionaire who Taylor Swift is now publicly feuding with? She will be able to count out the Swiftie vote now when she's looking at all demographics, how she's doing, and her chance to become the Democratic nominee for to run against Donald Trump. She's going to lose that Swiftie vote. Kamala Harris thinks this will get her votes. She is delusional. Scooter Braun is a thief who uses these women to advance his bank account. And I guess she was talking about Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, who he was in pictures with, who Kamala Harris was in pictures with over the weekend at this party, this fundraiser. But boy, you know, once Taylor Swift starts feuding with someone publicly, if you side with whoever she's feuding with, you're going to get attacked via Twitter, via social media like that. And now, when it comes to Kamala Harris, or when it comes to all of her demographics and votes, the Swiftie vote may be out the window because of that. Interesting story. All right, coming up on the show, Miss Michigan was just stripped of her title, and we'll tell you why coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So we have said on this show many times that political correctness is not a good thing, and it's especially not a good thing for our freedom of speech, for the for our First Amendment. Political correctness could get people killed as well. Here's a story of political correctness that just makes me not happy. Miss Michigan was just stripped of her title because of a couple of social media posts. Miss Michigan, and she's beautiful. Her name's Kathy Zhu. She goes to the University of Michigan. She was dismissed as a Miss World America pageant participant a day after she was crowned, when the organization claimed the content of her social media was offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate. I'm going to tell you two Facebook posts she made. These are the two Facebook posts on her social media that had her stripped of her crown of Miss Michigan. These are the offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate posts. The first one is she went, this was from last year, and she went to a Muslim Student Association booth celebrating World Hijab Day. And she declined to wear a hijab when she was asked to. And then she tweeted, quote, "There is a try a hijab on booth at my college campus. So you're telling me that it's now just a fashion accessory and not a religious thing? Or are you just trying to get women used to being oppressed under Islam?" That was the first offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate tweet on social media that the organization used to strip her of her title of Miss Michigan. Is there anything that you just heard that she said offensive? Is there anything that's insensitive? Is there anything that's inappropriate about what she just said?
As I mentioned earlier on today's show, the litmus test is no longer me, or it's no longer you, if you're listening. It's the one person that finds it offensive.
This is horrifying.
And it, well, of course it is. Of course it is.
And she admits...
When it starts, this is how it begins.
And she admits, she says that she is... She is saying that the reason why she was just stripped of her Miss Michigan crown was because of her conservative political views. And she also, she's a well-known conservative political commentator online. She has over 80,000 followers on her Instagram and on her Twitter accounts combined. And she supports President Donald Trump. And there's no doubt in her mind that she was stripped of her Miss Michigan title because of that support. I mean, there's nothing that she said there that was offensive, insensitive, and inappropriate. And those are the three words that the organization used when asked why they stripped Miss Michigan of her crown. And then the other tweet, the other social media post, she wrote, "Did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks? Fix problems within your own community before blaming others." Now, is that offensive, insensitive, or inappropriate? Enough people thought so. And between that tweet, that social media post, and then the hijab day at her college campus social media post, those two tweets got her stripped of her Miss Michigan title. And when she said, "Did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other blacks?" Well, that's a fact. And then she said, "Fix problems within your own community before blaming others." I guess that was the no-go right there. I guess that was and again, that was not a politically correct statement. Either of those two statements weren't politically correct. It's a college woman who's conservative, speaking her mind, and she's convinced that's the reason why she was stripped of her crown of Miss Michigan. Very attractive woman too. I'll tell you, political correctness—it's scary stuff. It really is, because you post things that may not be politically correct. It could end everything for you. It's a day and age we're living in right now, and I don't think that's helping us here in this country. I really don't. Coming up next, it's our commercial free ride, and there was a mother in Slidell who had pretty much the best day she could ever imagine. We're going to explain coming up on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans, Led Zeppelin. So the other day in Canada, something pretty incredible happened. Canadian police were having a press conference regarding a double murder in Canada. And someone...
Which I think is pretty rare, right? Isn't the murder rate low in...
It is pretty low.
Most of Canada?
But what you're about to hear is even rarer than that.
Right.
Once the press conference started, somebody flipped a switch and the cat filter was activated. So the female officer who was giving the press conference, if you were watching it on television, she has two pink cat ears, she's got the black nose, and she's got the big whiskers.
And she has zero credibility after that.
Well, it's incredible. Her name is Royal Canadian Mounted Police Sergeant Janelle Choate. And she was speaking regarding the double murder of two Canadians Actually, an Australian man and an American woman. But it took place in Canada, out in British Columbia last week. Suddenly, the cat filters effects. Again, got the big cat ears, the right. whiskers, and the sure. black nose tip.
Mm-hmm.
Can be seen in the video, and then someone actually took a screenshot of it.
Which I'm looking at right now.
Brewster, she's giving a serious, that's a cop in Canada, and she's giving a serious press conference.
Well,
and now she looks like a cat.
Yeah, it's not serious anymore, believe me. Oh, this is awesome.
If I can find the whole video that is going around, I'll put this up on our website, bayou957.com.
Wow.
But they're giving a press conference about two people murdered on the highway, and the woman has the cat filter on.
And I see people are already doing Japanese anime versions of this, of the picture, of the still photograph.
Boy, the internet is something, isn't it?
Yes.
I wanted to mention that, and there's one other thing I got here that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Quickly, please.
This past weekend, at a restaurant in Pasadena, California, the very first American burger-flipping robots started flipping burgers.
Hmm.
This is the first time in any American restaurant.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
Well, that's what I'm reading here. His name's...
Well, that makes it true if you read it on the internet.
His name's Flippy. He's a burger-flipping robot. He's begun work at a restaurant in Pasadena, California. This is the first of dozens of locations for this particular restaurant system, which is destined to replace human fast food workers. Would you rather have your burger cooked by a human being or a robot?
I don't allow robots in my home, so...
I prefer the robot, Brewster.
I prefer home burgers, thank you.
But the robot is never going to get it wrong.
Well, that's not true.
Well, if you program a robot to cook a burger to a certain, so it's going to always cook it to that certain way, won't it?
In theory, but
come on, you see some of the fast food workers around here lately?
They're variables. Well, but they're, I would guarantee, I would think that the robot would not be telling the robot next to it that it was supposed to go on break at noon.
You don't have to worry about that. Coming in late, giving you dirty looks. Flippy. The burger flipping robot.
Yes.
We finish our show every day with our segment that we call. That's just about going to do it for the show tonight. Thanks for listening. And coming up next, it's Ginty. Ginty! Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.